The following segment is a paid commercial program by Christensen CPAs and Consultants. It's time for Ask the Expert on News Talk 1340 and 96.3 FM, KWLM.
And two experts join us in studio. If one is good, two should be better, right?
That's the theory, right, Bill? Joel Gratz here with Christensen and Christina Boyk, my esteemed colleague here, is joining us today.
Good morning. Yes.
Yeah, you picked a nice morning to come out here to the station, Christina.
I know. We were talking about that on the way out here, so I'm like, well, couldn't have picked a better day.
But Joel looked like he had the four-wheel drive if he needed it, and the roads really aren't too bad, but the visibility at times can be
surprised how good the roads were, which is good. Maybe 2 hours late wasn't the right call today, but anyway, not my call to make.
I'd say more have actually switched over, though, to e-learning. There's just really a handful that are still in the delayed category. So quite a few, you get out in the open prairie, it can change quite a bit, certainly.
And it can, and the wind and all that stuff. And the cold, it's supposed to get colder too, right, today, I think, Bill?
Yeah. And, you know, the districts like ACGC covers a big geographic area, and you think of those buses out there, you know, especially early this morning when it's still dark. I'm not sure what time they actually, the first students are picked up.
6:30 a.m.
Yeah, so it's pretty dark out at that time.
It's dark, and that's the things you have to consider, obviously, in the wintertime for sure. Yeah. So,
Christina, let's find out a little bit about you, where you grew up, and maybe where you went to school and so forth, and how in the world you became affiliated with Joel and his crew over there.
You make it sound like it's a bad thing, Joel.
I grew up in Adrian, Minnesota, so it's about 2 hours south of here. Went to high school in Adrian, graduated high school in 2005, and then went to Southwest Minnesota State University in Marshall and graduated with accounting and finance degrees. And then 2009 is when I interviewed and applied with Christensen. So I'm a homegrown, I believe, is a term that's well dubbed, maybe. So
how many years have you been with the firm?
12 years.
12 years.
Isn't that amazing how fast time, that decade is just flowing by?
I know. It's like you blink and I'm like, I'm ready for another 10, 12 years. So
She's a manager at the firm, been a manager now for your third year, right?
Mm-hmm.
She found a local gentleman, a farmer, who's the love of her life.
Yep.
And she has four beautiful sons with him.
Wow.
Yeah, and four boys club. I have four boys. She has four boys. We have a lot in common there. But
there's a lot of testosterone. So
the makings of an 8-man football team.
Yeah, right. So we're very pleased to have Christina on the team, and she's a hardworking gal, and she works a lot with business clients. That's kind of her thing. Not only the self-employed guys and gals, but the businesses and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And Christina came up with the topics today, talking about it's 2022, a new year, and it's a little secret, but she has one of those little globes you can look at and predict the future. A little crystal ball she found somewhere. I'm not sure. She won't tell me where. She'll let me use it. But she's going to dig into that crystal ball today and give us a shot on what 22 might look like.
Yeah, it's kind of like an Aladdin's lamp, or maybe in this case a snow globe, right?
Yeah.
Well played.
I was just going to say, you took the words right out of my mouth. So just kind of looking forward to what 2022 is going to bring us. You know, I feel like inflation and interest rates, right? Everyone's been talking about an increase in inflation, and I think there is going to be forecasted increase with interest rates, so be on the lookout for that, and just input costs, right? You know, I think we're already seeing that already. Grocery stores, you go look at the shelves and there's a lot of empty shelves, even maybe in department stores, things like that. So I think there's going to be some shifts in consumer spending, and just watching out for with what's happening in the supply chain, and so just watching out for what your input costs are gonna look like, and they're gonna keep going up, I feel like. So
do you think we're gonna get that fixed, Bill, the supply chain issues, is this a new norm for us?
Well, I hope it's not the new norm, but and we probably aren't gonna have those stimulus dollars like we kind of, you know, fell back on either. I'm thinking that maybe that well is not quite producing. They've turned the crank down a little bit on that, but
and I think they should. I'm not trying to get too political here, but you know, I think it's time we have to try to let the economy do whatever it is it's going to do without having it kind of falsely supported by stimulus money or holding back interest rates. Like Christina said, we're going to have to see what can. That's my opinion. You know, I'm a believer in supply and demand, believer in economics that you have to let it do its thing most of the time, I guess. So
yeah. Supply side, then, is that the term they used to use? Supply side economics.
You're right.
I think Ronald Reagan. He's one that professed that quite a bit. So
yeah. I was pretty young at the time, but I thought he was pretty cool. I thought he had, you know, all the compromising you did with Tip O'Neill and all the things they did, and all
they seemed to get something done in those days. Which, you know, same way with Bob Dole when he passed away. I really felt that, you know, why can't we have some leadership like that today? We could really use it. But we're off on a tangent. Sorry,
100% agree. 100%. See, that's what happens, Christina. Yeah.
I'm used to watching Joel and I love hearing your guys' ask the expert conversations in the past. So it's fun to be a part of it this year. Time.
Great to have you here. And you know, like you said, these input costs. Sometimes I wonder about that. It's a free enterprise system, and if people aren't trying to really take advantage of situations sometimes, and you know, everybody expects these prices to go up. So guess what? They
I'm
go
going
up.
To do it.
And then just you know, we're thinking that there's maybe going to be more government programs that will be added in 2022. You know, we found ourselves being blessed with like the Payment Protection Program or the PPP, the SBA, EIDL, and just looking to see what that's going to look like in 2022 as well. So just to help out some businesses and individuals along the way. So
the Build Back Better plan, you know, which isn't passed, right? But it's been talked about. So it's heavy government funding again, not necessarily stimulus, but obviously the green, you know, batteries, electric vehicles. So, you know, business owners should kind of keep an eye on that, which we try to do obviously for our clients. But it's giving us a view of what might be coming, which is more government, more incentives, more spending to do things that would probably be fitting inside of President Biden's, you know, plan. So, you know, got to keep your eyes open for that. Tying to that, what's your thoughts, Christina, on tax policy? You think it's going to change?
No words.
I think it's going to happen without a doubt that they're going to change tax code. That's my guess. And Christina was being conservative not to get too far off the ledge. But I think it's going to change. I think everybody can agree taxes are not going to go down. I think they're going to go up. We had a lot of my clients making decisions on things we didn't know, but we're kind of hedging that it's going to go up. And usually I'm deferring income, Bill, and this year I accelerated income in many cases. And I know you're like, holy cow, that's ridiculous, but it's going to never be cheaper. So we ended up doing that, and we were doing some bar napkin math, the tax team, and we think our firm saved at least $3 to $4 million in taxes this year by just having people come in. That's a crazy number, right? Yeah. So how you shift incomes, and there was a pass-through entity tax credit, which we talked about last time with you, Bill, here on the air, that changed some of that. So, I mean, it's just, it really pays to kind of think ahead. And that's kind of how we got the genesis of this discussion today, is that you have to always be looking forward on viewing things. And, you know, in our firm, we just went through a revamping of our employee benefits, looking at retention, finding people, and keeping people. Wouldn't you say, Christina, is probably one of the hardest things right now? If it's rural Minnesota, if it's, you know, greater metropolitan Minnesota, I mean, we're all fighting for the same people, right, Bill?
Mm-hmm. Are you guys still doing some remote work then, too, working from home and for at least part of the time? Is that where you stand right now?
We allow folks to do what they're most comfortable. And obviously COVID is still here, unfortunately, and probably more so than ever as of late. So we are fortunate and blessed that we've got technology to do that. Our IT guys, AJ and Josh, do a fantastic job for us to able for all of us to remote at any time, any place, anywhere, you know, and our industry allows us to do that. Ironically, though, back to the finding people, we have 33% of our employees are remote out of out of Wilmer, out of Litchfield. They're farther away than that. So Twin Cities, we've got Georgia,
Washington,
California. Shocking stuff. That if someone would have told me that 10 years ago and said, Joel, a third of your staff's going to be from out of state, I would have said, you're really full of you know what. So So that's where the world is today. And I know a lot of our local businesses maybe can't do that, right? Manufacturing or whatever. But it's kind of the trend, you know, and that's where it's going to be. You're competing in a, national employee market, not local anymore. We saw probably historic raises this year as far as trying to keep people and all that. And in my mind, for looking down 2022, if a business owner is not thinking about retention and or recruiting and what they might have to do with their employee benefits, if it's health insurance, if it's other programs, HSAs, time off, retirement plans, you're going to have to get ready. You're going to have to get the ammo and the gun, if you will, to get ready for that, because I think employees have, and I shouldn't say this in front of Christina, but they have the upper hand right now. I'll be honest, as employer, I feel, pretty weak in the bargaining right now. And we have a wonderful team, and we try everything we can to keep and to make everybody happy. And obviously happiness is, I can't make happiness, but I try, and that's all we can do. And for me in 2022, if a business owner isn't thinking about his or her team, they better go back to the drawing board, because they might have a unfortunate situation if everybody leaves on them,
Let's face it, we're still in the baby boom thing, and I'm certainly right in the middle of that, and more people that, especially when you're these different obstacles, maybe it's nobody's fault, but they're throwing in your path, it makes you kind of reevaluate sometimes. How much longer do I really want to do whatever you might be doing? Mm-hmm. Some people, they'll work until they can't anymore, but it's kind of a fact of reality out there. And, I think you're a great example, Christina. A lot of people I meet were very fortunate to have people like yourself. I maybe grew up in a smaller town that, you're content.
Yeah.
In this area, you're not necessarily, you don't have to live in a city with 5 million people to be happy. So,
if I had 10 Christinas, I'd be super happy, besides just the work, she's involved in her community. You're the chair of the United Way right now.
Yes.
Right. Yep. On the board. Yep. You're the treasurer of your church.
Yes.
I forget the church.
Vinji,
thank you.
Wow. Yeah.
So, gals like Christina.
She's really busy, I think.
She's super busy, and she's got four boys, with the oldest being in first grade. So,
wow.
Yeah. So that's when all the cylinders are churning, right? You forget when you get old like me, I guess. And I'm not going to say you're old, Bill, but you are older than I am.
Well,
but,
I could be your dad, basically. Let's face it.
Yeah. So the busy people get it done, though, right?
Yeah.
The whole rule, the 80-20, 20% mm-hmm. do the work of the 80%, right?
Well,
that's all I believe.
I guess I hadn't heard it put that way, but I've heard of the 80-20 mm-hmm. rule. But mm-hmm. What's the rule of 90 then?
I think rule 90 is about government employees coming out of, I don't know what that is exactly, but that's the heavy stuff for 22. And if you're planning an expansion, in the old days you could get something done in 3 to 6 months, and now with back to the inputs mm-hmm. and hard to get stuff and buy stuff, even if you have the money, mm-hmm. it's like a year or two out on expansion. So
really plan ahead.
The planning is so important, kind of leading into the next item, talking about a budget, and what it means operationally and what it means cash flow wise. Can't stress that enough, and Christina, I know you work with your clients a lot on budgets, and we're actually going to a client together this afternoon to talk more about business approach and looking at 22, just like we're kind of talking about today.
The following segment is a paid commercial program by Compassionate Care.
I don't know why that fired, but
are we out of time, Bill? Are you cutting us off?
We aren't, but I don't know. It literally maybe static
that's
electricity.
Spooky, man.
We have had more of that static electricity. I might have just been close to this mouse, I'm so electric that maybe
it trickled off. That's your superpower. You can shoot.
I know, right? Yeah.
But talking about budgets, Christina, what are some of the benefits you see of having a good organized budget?
I know just talking with a lot of my clients, they've always struggled trying to come up with a budget, especially over the last 2 years, right? COVID, that was a huge explanation. And, what's you're going to bring, or what's it going to look like? So, it's always good just to create a budget, whether there are some uncertainties or things that you're not really prepared for. It just helps to communicate expectations. It at least sets what to be prepared for with the current year. You know, some things might be over, some things might be under what you budget, but you can always explain that, right? It keeps the team on the same page. We like to highlight things that are going well, things that aren't going well, and just it also just helps to share the vision and what you're looking for with the future, right? And what you're looking for the upcoming year. And it provides accountability, right? It holds what you're looking at for goals and what you want to accomplish in the year. And it just helps communicate a clear vision for the company, the business, the organization, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's just another tool in the toolbox, and a budget is something that is dynamic to some degree, and it can't just sit in a box and you never look at it again. It has to be analyzed, in our opinion, at a minimum quarterly. We'd prefer monthly. Mm-hmm. Identifying your trends as you go through, because that is how you get ahead of a problem, if there is one, mm-hmm. or if you had budgeted an expansion plan and all of a sudden your cash goes dry because things aren't going as well. I mean, that's the stuff that you need to be. And the farther ahead you can be in this world today, the far better you can be. And in our firm, we're more transparent than we've ever been on our expectations of financial budgets and whatnot. So we just can't stress enough the importance of that. But it is a very difficult thing to do. People are worried about putting things on paper because then they are going to be held accountable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've dealt with business owners who like to keep it in their head because then there's never a target and they never fail, right? Mm-hmm. They never, nothing's documented. So you're like, well, we're doing fine. Because we never had anything to gauge ourselves. There was no benchmark, right? So we feel that's a very important part of a healthy business and a healthy working environment is to keep everything on the same page and have a budget to make sure you kind of things are going like you would have expected. And if it's not going like expected, why? And Christina mentioned it, you got to know why. Look at your variance. I always tell my controller at my office, Jamie Gaddis, tell me the story. Tell me the story about why it's not working or why it is doing better than what we anticipated. I often tell, you know, Jamie, you know, are you sure about that? Because that seems better than what we expected. And he's always got a great answer back. So I appreciate folks like that. And, you know, running my own business gives me a different aspect as well. So, yeah, budgets, I can't stress the value mm-hmm. enough.
Is that a team effort to establish that initial budget, or is that, you know, does it fall on the owner's shoulders mainly, or how do you go about doing that actually?
I think there's benefit in reaching out to various team members, you know, whether you have like a sales department or a production, or just even with our firm, we look at each of our department managers and they're helping to provide what their thoughts, expectations are for the upcoming year. So they're the ones that are living and breathing it. They're the ones that have the most knowledge, the most experience, and it can help explain where they're coming up with their numbers as well. So I think it's a team effort, and it's good just to not just have it be on one person.
Mm-hmm. It creates buy-in,
yeah.
right? If you get
mm-hmm.
told something, it's not as easy as saying I was part of it, right? So it's mm-hmm. buy-in is what you're trying to get. So I think mm-hmm. exactly what Christina said, that it's a team effort. Get the right team in there, you know, the ones mm-hmm. who know enough to be dangerous and know enough how it all works together to get that buy-in so they can sell it to their team. So that's how we do it.
Yeah. And I think you've touched on this, but, you know, just one final question on my part. The future is unpredictable in many cases. I know you try to get as many of those variables, you know, to where you have a handle on it, but we don't really know just, you know, is it important to buy things as quickly as you can then if you anticipate they're going to keep getting more expensive, you know, getting back to inputs, or what's kind of the recommendation, I guess?
I guess from my own personal standpoint, we like to buy things in bulk, right? And if you know prices are going to go up, why wait until they do go up? So that's kind of been a foundation then that I carry on over when I'm sharing information with my clients. And, I mean, we are trying to save money, right? We're always looking at cash flow and making sure we have the funds available to be able to buy in bulk or buy before prices continue to go up. So I would say yes. Buy when you can, right? Or and just, yeah, watching out for cash flow and, you know, making sure you have the funds available to do that.
And the budget's what helps you do that, because if you do buy in advance, you better have the cash to do it, or you're going to have a line of credit that you're going to have to advance on. And that's where that budget, you see what all ties together, Bill? That's a great question that has to be asked by an owner or by the managers. You know, should we be doing things in advance because we are anticipating a price increase? Some businesses can do it, and some can't. They just have to eat it and wait until they get it when they have the cash flow. They may not have the financing capacity available to do it, or their interest rates are more expensive than the savings. You know, that is the analysis that has to be done when you look at that. Without a budget, you wouldn't know. Yeah. Right? You wouldn't know that I can accelerate my purchases, you know, October through June and pay for it in February if I don't have a cash flow to support it. So, I mean, that was a great example to show how important it all kind of fits together.
Yeah. Well, we have about exactly 1 minute to go. Anything in closing, I guess, that you wanted to make sure you get out today?
Just if you have any questions or have things that you're seeing or want to go through more things, don't hesitate to reach out. And I know anyone in our office would be available to help.
Everybody's there to help. That's our motto. That's to, you know, help our clients succeed. And that's what we really try to do. And I wish I had a crystal ball, though, Bill. You know, I need a big win. So if you had any advice for me on what stock to buy. Yeah,
I tell you what, if you want advice, you're looking at the wrong guy. I haven't made one good decision yet.
I don't know if I agree with that. But keep your eyes open. Tax and government policy is going to change, right? We just don't know when or how much. So that's probably the biggest takeaway right now. Interest rates, they are talking about increasing them. I believe they came out and said they're going to have to do it. I don't know when exactly. I haven't been watching that too close. But those are things as a business owner I think you got to keep your eyes on. And your employees, your greatest asset, you're going to have to focus on that this year if you haven't already. And that's just kind of where we're at.
What's the phone number there, Joel?
235-5937. Give us a ring.
All right. Christina, great to meet you today. You did spectacular.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, Bill.
Yeah, Happy New Year, everyone.
Yep.